All right. DMs always open at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always message us and we'll turn it around and, you know, try to get you maybe a little bit of help.
So Chris says, hey, Ben and Kelly, question for you. What can I do to get my husband to stop using the family flatware on the dog's food?
Okay, you're going to have to explain.
Our dog eats food that has to be heated in the microwave, sometimes chopped up.
Okay.
I've begged my husband to use plastic utensils, but he still uses the same utensils with which our family eats, and it makes me nauseous. Mm. The thought of using a knife that was used on dog food makes me want to throw up. For what it's worth, commercials that show cat food being stirred and plopped also make me feel sick.
Plopped. Oh my gosh, that word.
I'm going to add that to my list of words. I have always had what can be described as a weak stomach. Now, I've talked to him about this repeatedly, but he's apparently ignoring this simple request. When asked about it, he says it's no big deal and that the family silverware is more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I get him to understand it's literally making me sick?
How?
Now, listen, I got to be honest. I have a confession. So one of our dogs has to eat prescription, like a little dollop of prescription canned wet dog food on top of her special urinary tract dog food. And I get a spoon to scoop a little bit of that out. And then I put the spoon in the dishwasher. So it goes through the dishwasher before anybody would ever use it to eat.
For sure.
And I've never thought twice about it.
Are you going to now?
Family has. It's never been a problem. Now, for Chris, that apparently, because I'm assuming the utensils get washed before anybody would use them to eat with.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with my dog, Fiona. We mix dry kibble and wet food with her dinner in the morning and in at night. And we'll just use the kind of the large soup spoons to just kind of stir the stuff up and, you know, mix it all together. And yes, like you, we put that in the dishwasher and it gets washed. So
exactly.
Rather than say, well, let's just not have it be a problem, which it's easy for us to just sit there and say,
right,
maybe we can suggest that you leave plasticware or some sort of, and I don't know if your husband is big on like, well, that's wasteful, you know, using plasticware every single time.
Yes, but she's literally asked him to do that, like use plastic utensils, and he's not doing it.
Right. But
so maybe we just don't watch the pets getting fed. Maybe that's just his job and she's not around.
No, see, I think this goes beyond that, because if she knows that these utensils are being used to, you know, plop the wet food onto the into the bowl, then she's going
to get the plopping out of her mind.
She's going to think about that every time she uses a spoon or, you know, a utensil or something like that. So my suggestion, and maybe there's a compromise here, is to have a reusable plastic spoon that is something that
you keep washing for a while.
Or maybe you don't even use a plastic spoon. Maybe you designate one of the flatware, like an older spoon that you're just not going to use.
That's the pet food utensil.
Yes, exactly. Remember the story about the poop knife?
Yes, of course. Okay. I remember that.
Okay, so similar to that utensil, that is separate.
That was never going to be blended in with the other utensils.
That is only going to be used for one purpose. One purpose only. So have allow there to be one spoon that is sacrificed.
Yes.
For the greater good, to allow your dog to enjoy,
that's the dog spoon.
Yeah, the dog food. But
we can even label it. Put a little piece of tape on it.
Yep.
Dog spoon. That might work.
There are so many people that are like, how does she eat at restaurants knowing that other people's mouths have been on the same silverware?
Oh, that's a really good point. We might have just given her something new to worry about.
I don't want to do that. Kim says, we put our plates on the floor and let the dogs lick them clean. Then we just put them back in the cabinet.
That's not helping either. That is not helping. Oh my God.
You know, I've thought about that at one time where I'm just like, man, that is spotless. You did a wonderful job.
You guys do a great job.
You did a great job. Oh my gosh.
Jenna said buy a whole set with an engraved bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's I think that's what you need to almost do. You need to have a designated spoon, one that is not.
Yeah, if he says, you know, the utensils are just easier, just have one set aside. Make sure he washes it every time.
Yep,
and just like have it be near the food.
Yeah, this is the only spoon that we're using to do this. This will be for the dog food. This will be for people food.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Yes, and we're going to go ahead and apologize if we've given you new neuroses to worry about with restaurants and people licking plates, dogs licking plates.
Listen, I just want your dog to be able to enjoy the plop plop of, you know, the wet food. And
exactly, because they get super excited about that. That is like extra special treat.
Right. All right. So there you go. Good luck, Chris. Hope that helps. And
hope we didn't make it worse.
hope we didn't make it all worse. That is diving into the DMs. 99.7 DJX.